Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Night Stalkers by Bob Mayer, performed by Eric G. Dove. Dedication to our grandson, Riley Kieran Cavanaugh, 1/4/2012. Chapter 1. Roland fired the M240 from the hip. Not approved procedure for accuracy, but he was a former Special Forces weapons man with 3 combat tours, and every 7.62mm round went directly at the 17-inch screen of the laptop. The golden iris emanating from the screen sucked the bullets in like a raging ocean absorbing rain, without the slightest ripple or effect. The laptop rested on a boulder at the foot of a mesa 14 miles outside of Tucson. A generator was stuttering nearby, providing power to the laptop, and having supplied energy for the initial opening of the phenomenon protecting the computer. Roland was still in his jump harness, having just completed a high-altitude, low-opening parachute drop through the night sky.
"Confirming a rift," Roland yelled into his throat mic. "6 fireflies are out."
Mom's unflappable voice replied in his earpiece.
"Roger, inbound."
Roland released the trigger after wasting a second 15-round burst, knowing bullets were now useless against the rift. His head was on a swivel. He'd spotted 6 golden sparks come out of the screen just before his feet hit the ground, and who knew what they'd gotten into. The rift was Doc's problem now. The fireflies were the real danger. The snake came roaring in, wings rotating from horizontal to vertical, jet engines pulsing, almost eerily silent as the thrust passed through sound dampeners. Doors slid open on both sides of the delta-shaped aircraft, and fast ropes were tossed out. 4 figures slid down. The fast ropes were released, and the snake rose to overwatch height. A door slid open at the nose of the snake, and the chain gun extended into firing position. Racing from the discarded ropes, Moms, the team leader, led the way, her MP5 submachine gun at the ready. Nada was on her right with his sub, along with Burns, armed with an M203, and Doc brought up the rear, carrying a military-hardened laptop of his own, along with a small dish transmitter. "Eagle," Moms ordered the pilot, "get a wall in." The snake banked and raced in a clockwise circle, 500 meters around the rift, firing down probes every 300 meters of the circumference. When the last one was in, they were activated, forming a wall around the area of operations, and the snake returned to overwatch. Out of the corner of his eye, Roland caught movement as he shrugged off his parachute harness. He wheeled as a coyote launched at him from 20 meters away, an unnatural leap for a coyote and plenty of distance for Roland to stitch it with a solid burst, but close enough that the rounds weren't enough to stop a creature taken over by a firefly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?